Alright, so we'll start off with any one of you to explain to us what Teach with Africa is.
Teach with Africa is a new program founded in 2007 by two wonderful persons from Baltimore, Maryland originally, but now in San Francisco, California, Margie and Larry Slenoff. And it's a program that's designed to bring teachers and mental health workers and others interested in education to South Africa to work with, and I emphasize the word with, teachers and other professionals there to enhance the quality of education for students in South Africa.
Okay. Now, Cynthia, these American teachers coming to teach in African schools, is that correct? How does the program work exactly?
Yes, well, fellows apply to the program through Teach with Africa, and the fellows are selected. They are supported by Teach with Africa, and they actually spend 8 weeks in the LEAP school in Cape Town, and they work alongside South African teachers to provide instructional as well as social-emotional support for students.
Okay, and you yourself were in South Africa recently. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that trip and also explain to our listeners, what are LEAP schools?
Sure. I was in South Africa in August of 2010, and it was an incredible experience. I was actually able to visit LEAP 3, which is located in Johannesburg. And LEAP schools are schools that service underprivileged black South Africans who live in townships, who have very little means but are very bright and very interested in math and science. So LEAP schools really focus on math and science, which historically students just have not had access to these disciplines in the past. So LEAP schools, like I said, they service the black South African students. They're experiencing amazing results. Over 90% of LEAP students pass the National Senior Certificate Examination, and this is compared to a national average of about 67%, and the pass rate for black South Africans is even lower, around 30%. I've heard statistics as high as 50%, but still black South Africans are passing at a much lower rate, so you can see how much the LEAP programs are needed in South Africa.
Right.
I had a chance to go to one of the Johannesburg LEAP schools. There are actually four LEAP schools in South Africa, two in Cape Town and two in Johannesburg. And you could really see the enthusiasm for learning that the students had. They just love the environment. In fact, I asked one of the students, is there anything that you could change about your LEAP experience? What would it be? And one of the students reflected on this question very carefully. And she just said, I just wish that we could live here. I love this school so much. And that's not part of the LEAP school because they're really interested in making sure that students have the opportunity to, grow up within their families, within their communities. But the students just really love the school so much that they want to be there all the time.
All right. Talk to us about some of the historical challenges that black South Africans faced in as far as education is concerned, and some of the visible signs. Did you see any of these things when you were in South Africa?
Yes, I had the opportunity. I was so fortunate. I had the opportunity to visit the Hector Peterson Museum, where I learned a lot about the education system in South Africa. And at the Hector Peterson Museum, I learned about the Soweto riots in 1976. And this started off as a very peaceful demonstration where students were protesting the fact that they only had access to math and science classes in either English or Afrikaans, and they did not have access in their native languages. And as a result, they did not get the instruction that they wanted or needed. Unfortunately, the peaceful demonstrations turned to riots where hundreds of people were killed. And that, to me, just really demonstrated, the need, the love of learning that people have, but of course they just did not have the access that that they needed. So from a historical standpoint, Black South Africans have really just been denied the access to the curriculum that they want. And so that's why I believe that LEAP schools really fill a need because, you know, of course, apartheid has ended, but still some 18 years later, the education gap has not been filled. And that's where LEAP really, you know, does a good job of focusing on the math and the science area so that students can get ahead.
Okay. Dr. Alado, let me bring you in here on the discussion.
Yes.
Now, this is not just about academics. There are other socioeconomic issues that LEAP and Teach with Africa directly or indirectly deals with here. And is this where your partnership in the Chicago School of Psychology hopes to create a better impact?
Oh, absolutely. And as I listened to Dr. Overton speak, I was thinking about the fact that if for students to learn any subject, they need to come to school with a healthy mind, healthy bodies, and really a positive outlook. And so the Chicago School understands that and understood that the LEAP schools understood it and felt that in order for the students to acquire these important subjects in science and mathematics, they had to have good psychosocial support. They needed to have good emotional support. In fact, they've developed a program there called the Life Orientation Program, which goes beyond the actual classroom where facts are taught, for example, to address life issues, self-concept, self-reflection, positive outlooks about life, and really a sense of community. The Chicago School has had a long experience with this kind of approach to education. In fact, we've done some of that in this country. And to go to Africa, take our students to Africa, work with teachers there, work with others there, mental health workers there, it was an opportunity to learn on the one hand what they did, because we could bring some of that back to the United States, but more and equally important, we could bring some of our own experiences there.
Okay.
To facilitate this life orientation aspect of learning.
So this is actually a mutually beneficial partnership in as far as, you know, it's not an American program or American teachers that are coming to Africa to teach, but also you take lessons that you bring into your communities that you deal with. What lessons can an American student, for example, in a low-income neighborhood, or family take from the LEAP program?
Well, I think one issue up front is that students in the United States face issues of poverty and violence and drug abuse, denial of access, marginalization, and so on. And they, number one, will learn that they're not the only people in the world who not only face these issues, but that they can be addressed and they can be overcome. So I think that orientation to self-reflection, self-concepts, capacity building, community building, which is precisely what the LEAP schools have done. They have produced a new generation of new young people in the townships who have these characteristics, who will take their learning back to the community to enhance the building of the community. I think that's a very important lesson for our students, whether it's the south side of Chicago or in Cape Town, South Africa.
I also understand that you will be hosting some of the students from the LEAP programs in South Africa coming to the USA for the first time. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. We will be having students here, and I'm so glad that you asked that, because we want to introduce the product of this wonderful program to people in the nation's capital, and hopefully we'll have a very nice group of persons from the diplomatic community, from the Congress, from foundations, and just citizens who want to contribute in any kind of way they can to make this kind of program possible. Obviously, there are costs involved, and so for us to get our graduate students at the Chicago School there, or our teachers who are teaching in the D.C. schools or in the surrounding communities, to South Africa to work with, and I emphasize again, with teachers and other professionals in South Africa there's a cost, and we hopefully will find others who want to be a part of this process.
Dr. Londa, before I let you go, talk to us about some of the collaborations you have on the ground here in Washington, D.C. regarding some of the community organizations.
Yeah, we have established, and I'm extremely proud of this, and I believe your listeners will be interested as well. We've established something called the Center for African Psychology at the Chicago School for Professional Psychology. And as a result of that center, we have committed ourselves to do two things. Number one, to provide a level of education for many of our students who want to understand issues of mental health from an African perspective, so that they will be more global in their orientation. They will understand that there are different ways that mental health issues are defined and understood in many parts of the world, particularly in Africa, and more importantly, how they are addressed. So we have the Center for African Psychology, and one of the big projects they've started already is a project in collaboration with the Rwanda International Network Association, which is an association of Rwandans living in the United States, not just Washington, D.C., to build a sense of community here and to give something back to the home country. We house that organization in our facility, and we, in fact, have students from not just Chicago, but from Los Angeles and the city of Chicago going to Rwanda and also to Zambia to train teachers, to train orphan workers and others there about identification of mental health issues and their treatment. So that's a very important network that we have with other countries in Africa as well.